Are we better?
Yes.
Okay. It's Advent, and it's not just the coming of somebody, it's the coming of the somebody. Our culture has gone PC, which I don't even want to say what it is because it's not correct. In fact, it's perpetually not correct. I want to say properly and proudly, Merry Christmas. And I'm resolved to say this year from now, beginning of Advent, Merry Christmas until the end of the year. And I hope that you would be resolved in the same way. Speaking of Advent by the traditional church calendar was 4 Sundays before Christmas. So this is the beginning of Advent today. Now the Bible tells us, let's see, does that work? Yep. It's on. Doesn't want to talk to me yet. Let's try to stack these bags of rice in our parking lot. The parking lot is approximately 100 foot by 150 feet. A bag of rice is about a foot by a foot and a half. So you need 100 bags of rice going that way and 100 bags of rice going that way, all the way around 10,000 bags of rice to cover the parking lot. But we have 333,000 bags to stack. So we need to stack this 33 stacks high. So when you get out there today, in your mind's eye, imagine, you get out there, you can't see the sun, you can't see the neighborhood, all you see is rice up to about 16 feet above the ground. All the way through the parking lot, forget moving your car, sorry. It'll take years to move this stuff. Years to eat it too. But the visible universe has estimated to have 100 billion galaxies. Now that was just one galaxy. Imagine 100 billion dining parks filled with rice. End of world hunger forever. That, how many stars is that? 200 billion times 200 billion is 200 billion trillion stars. Big number. Let me write it out. That's lots and lots of stars. 2 followed by 22 zeros. So why has this got to do with L in Emmanuel? Psalm 147, verse 4 to 5 says, he determines, that is, he counts the number of the stars and calls each one by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. So who is God? Up to this point, all I've talked about is what we can observe in nature with very little reference to the scripture. Understanding that there is a God is a logical and reasonable stand. Don't need scripture for that. Don't tell people, you need faith to believe in the God. No, you don't. But you need faith to believe in who God is. And the question is, when we find out who he is, can we know him? See, knowing that God exists is a reasonable and logical thing. Knowing who God is, you have to come to God's revelation to have God tell you who he is. So can we know who God is? John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now these are very powerful words here. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Does that leave anything out? Nothing has come into being that has come into being. That leaves nothing out. And the Word became flesh, this Word, and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So who is this only begotten of the Father? Colossians chapter 1 tells us, He, Jesus Christ, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. That doesn't mean he's born. That means that as firstborn, he inherits and owns everything. For by him, all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, those 200 billion trillion stars, visible and invisible, stuff you can't even see, gone down to the submicroscopic level, the little elementary particles that hold us together, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So who is God? Jesus Christ is God. So when we celebrate Christmas this year, just think, 200 billion trillion stars, 100 billion dining pots filled with rice to represent those stars. He made them all by the word of his mouth. He is the one that was born. He is Emmanuel with us, El God. So we're not representing the President of the United States, so great he thinks he is. We're representing the Creator of the universe, so great he truly is. We read just now, he determines or counts the number of stars and calls each one by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. So he knows all the stars' names. And you know what's the most wonderful part about it all? And he knows my name. As an individual, as one that's precious to him. Emmanuel, God with us, God, who created the stars, who came and became a babe in the manger. There's a song that goes, Mary, did you know? It's a beautiful song. If you can get it, listen to it. Because it talks about, Mary, did you know that the King of the universe is the baby in your arm? And when you kiss that baby, you've kissed the face of God. Not some minor deity, but the one who called heavens and the earth into existence. But the story doesn't end with him just coming to earth. That's like one of those Greek deities. But he had the purpose of coming to earth. Through my sin, I hurt him. I committed cosmic treason. He gave me a book of law, 10 simple laws. If I go through them, I see that I break every one of those. And if he is the God, as we talk about, the one who created 200 billion trillion stars with the word of his mouth, disobeying him is cosmic treason. And cosmic treason is deserving of cosmic death. I hurt him through my sin. But he loved me so much. He died on the cross. He came to earth as a baby, grew up as a human, as a man, died on the cross to pay for my sins. That's what Emmanuel with us, God, is about. Emmanuel. The story of Christmas is Emmanuel, creator of the universe and the galaxies, becoming a man, a child, going to the cross, dying for us. But it doesn't end there. We seem to have some technical difficulties with this. All right, let's see if we can get there. He doesn't end there because he rose from the dead. Now, rising from the dead is really important because that guarantees that you and I have a place in heaven, that you and I have our debts paid for. You know, when you go to I don't know if you travel to foreign land, You get this monopoly money to buy stuff with. And it looks funny, you know, it's large, it's brown, sometimes red. Sometimes it's oddly shaped coin, you know, it's a hexagonal shape. And then you want to buy something and they say, well, that costs four whatever. And you think, four whatever, how many is whatever? You know what I do? Take my money out, put it on the hand, give me the change. If I got change back, I paid for it, right? Makes sense. I don't have to know for whatever is how much. When Christ died on the cross and God raised him from the dead, that means the debt is paid for. You and I are included in the debt that was paid for because there was life left over, my simple analogy here. The question we ask is, Emmanuel, do you know him? And this Christmas, if you do know him, go out there and be proud to say Merry Christmas. Because you're saying, Mary, God who created the universe, come and be a man. Season of God became a man. And we are celebrating it. Not some PC nonsense or happy holidays. You know, happy holidays is like when you are dreaming of having ice cream with all the toppings and everything, somebody proffers you a little glass of murky water. That's happy holidays. But God provides us salvation. God, who has created the universe, calls them all to existence by the word of his mouth, becoming a baby, growing up as a human being, without sin, dying on the cross, promising, being risen from the dead, and promising to come again. That's what Christmas. I hope we can go out there and properly and proudly say, Merry Christmas, this Advent season. I'm going to have the Jubals come up and close us in a song. The song is Emmanuel. They're going to try to put it up. But if you don't have it up, just turn to 140 in the white book.